Annie Dugan joins us from somewhere out in the cold. She put on about 40 layers or so and went out into the day to find art, look for art, create art, drop off art. Not exactly sure what she's up to, but if it's Annie, you know it's interesting. Good morning there, Sunshine.
But for those of us who are staying home and staying indoors, because that is the key this past week and the next couple days, there is a streaming, free streaming channel that just plays Bob Ross. And I knew you would be super excited to hear this, Lisa, because even you have started painting this year. And it is the Samsung TV. It's a free service, you know, free streaming thing. And they have a Bob Ross channel. So I think he has gained, you know, over the past 10 years, Bob Ross's star has continued to skyrocket. And I think during the pandemic, it even went further. I guess I should say his little cloud floated even higher, because I think there's something incredibly calming about the way he teaches art, about the way he makes art. You don't necessarily have to love the paintings he's doing to love the meditative voice and reassurance that he offers to us all. So I knew for the I don't even know what you call them, the Ross heads out there, that is an exciting new development in the entertainment. And, you know, more than entertainment.
The things that technology makes possible, you know, about the time when somebody starts going off on technology and screens, and this is a horrible idea, you can just say, free Bob Ross streaming.
Right.
And they're not going to have a response to that.
He offers a respite from all that ails us, for sure. I also want to mention, if you're on the screen, to check out Springboard for the Arts. They have they've always been an amazing resource for arts in our community and the greater Minnesota community. But they have done some really great things to help and connect with artists during this really challenging time. They're offering a series of workshops, virtual workshops, the ones that are coming up at the end of February, so the 20th and the 27th. February 20th is, this is all called a work of art series, so it's really investigating sort of exactly what it sounds like, the work that you have to do, the sort of the unglamorous work or the work that we tend to ignore or say it's too hard. Springboard really walks artists and professional artists in particular through these really important challenges. And the one that's coming up on the 20th is all about copyright. And then the one on the 27th is trademark. So, you know, we often correlate those two, but I think both of these are going to give artists a really important understanding of the legal basics for visual and performing artists, because the two offer, you know, there's different things for different ones, as well as, you know, how you register a trademark. Do you need to register a trademark? All of those really, you know, nitty gritty, but important questions that are getting more complicated with the virtual world that we're living in. And so those experts are going to be really important for artists to hear from. Another thing that I want to mention that Springboard does for artists of our community is they offer artist career consultants. So they call these people ACCs. And these are individuals that have experience mentoring and teaching artists and helping them through their career plan and their career path. And so they have a series of workshops that are just ask me anything, that are just sort of more brief, you know, get your essential questions answered. But then they also have one-on-one, you can use one of these as a mentor. And I have heard a lot through my career of artists just looking for someone to help them through some of these points in their professional life. There's not, you know, sort of a, there isn't a organization out there that, you know, shepherds you through this, like, you know, maybe dentists have or lawyers have. Well, Springboard is that service for artists, and these artist career consultants can really do that. The other organization that is doing a lot of really important virtual work for professional artists is MCAD, Minneapolis College of Art and Design, is exactly what it sounds like, but they're offering some of the work that they do for students for free for the public. And starting in February, starting last week, MCAD, and I will send you the link, I promise, Lisa, of the services that MCAD is offering. It's summer lunchtime, summer evening, and it's a professional development course for artists that they are offering for free. So it's all of their professors and administrators that are doing these Zoom classes for the public. So that is another thing that artists should definitely make sure that they take advantage of. If you're inside anyway, you might as well learn and further your professional career. And that's our week in art, Lisa. It's a good one.
Well, I'm kind of impressed. It'd be interesting to me to know where the tipping point is for people. Everybody who loves something, you know, if I had a nickel for everybody who said, you should have a bookstore. Of course, because, or back in the day when you could say this sort of thing, you should have a pet store. And as I got older, I started to realize, why in the world would I take something that I love and not really do that anymore, and instead worry about maintaining a business and paying taxes and balancing books and blah, blah, blah. And yet there are artists who feel that art is the only thing they can do. I mean, this is my calling. This is my passion. This is the only thing I can do. And by golly, if I have to learn how to, you know, pay my taxes as a working artist or find health insurance or understand about copyrights and trademarks or whatever it might be, having this information available is invaluable, because artists they're not necessarily going to form organizations like, you know, the Fraternal Order of Artists.
Right.
Because they're kind of working on their own, you know, doing their own thing. That's kind of the point of being an artist sometimes.
There are some amazing services, especially in Minnesota. I think that we have to give due to the Clean Water and Arts Act that was done in 2006, because the infrastructure that has been built up for artists because of the choice of Minnesotans to say the arts is important in our lives, and it's important, you know, from amateurs to professionals, to viewers, to creators. This is part of who we are, and this is an essential service, and this is something that we care about and we value. That has, over the last 15 years, some really important organizations have been created and have been built up to support and provide really important services for all of those people in the arts world. I mean, all of us are in the arts, because we all, either if we aren't making it, we're consuming it. And I think that, you know, we can be really proud of what Minnesota has done with our resources. And we've been able to have organizations like Springboard and MCAD and others who are really doing some great work. So let's all just give each other a pat on the back. Give yourself a pat on the back.
Absolutely.
Today for being a Minnesotan that supports arts.
It's going to be interesting to see how, in the wake of COVID, the artistic community responds and says, you know, we took care of these people, we helped these people, we were able to give these artists some assistance and some ideas about ways to go forward. But these artists over here, I'm thinking about, you know, actors and musicians in particular, we're really, really struggling. And how can we reframe the infrastructure and our support services to
and also
assist
just
them
the
better.
Delivery services. I think of Loon, the Lyric Opera of the North, just had their virtual soiree last evening, and folks can still watch it. I think it's really fascinating how they are just a microcosm of what performing organizations have done and have used their creativity. They created an opera with 10 other opera companies from around the country, the Decameron Opera Series. And I talk about opera because I think it's a perfect encapsulation of sort of all of the arts. You have music and dancing and costuming and visual sets, and really this Decameron opera that they put together, this virtual opera that they put together, was a reflection of our time. So it's going to also, I think, be really interesting to see how creatives have pushed the mediums that we have relied on over the past year in ways that are going to be with us, you know, for a long time to come, as far as, you know, how we reintegrate those things back into what we're used to with hearing music and seeing visual arts shows. I think the separation will be less concrete, and more, there'll be more of a permeation between screens, and you know, there'll be a way to reach people in isolation for sure.
Fantastic. It's going to be, once we get past the part where we're worried about the most vulnerable among us, or random people, because we don't know how the virus works. Once we get to the point where we don't have to worry about passing along or contracting a potentially fatal disease, it's going to be exciting to move into the next step, where people start saying, okay, here's what we learned. How do we go forward and make something new with what we've learned?
Right. Yes.
That is going to be an exciting time.
And how do we recognize that this was a really hard thing, too? I think that artists are like all of us that, you know, have been, this was a hard year, and it's going to, grief and pain is going to be reflected forward as well. So we have to realize that it's not all sunny and roses, but we'll work it out through the arts like we always do.
More dog photographs.
Exactly.
I'm pretty sure that's what people need, is more, and kitten videos. So,
and Bob Ross streaming.
And Bob Ross streaming. Oh, we've got Bob Ross. We're good to go. Annie, thanks a million for joining us. Let's talk again in a week, shall we?
That sounds great. Thanks, Lisa.
Annie Dugan, our host for Where's Art, every Monday right here on 103.3 KUMD.